Pleasant Barren. Hi, my name is Misty Poe. I'm the managing editor for the Times West Virginian here in Fairmont. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Glad to hear. How many hours ahead of you are you guys?
Well, it's just about 5 o'clock p.m. here.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so we're going to do a little bit of an interview. You know, your hometown newspaper. That's great to hear your voice. Been looking forward to this. And, okay, so it's Sarah with an H, right? S-A-R-A-H? Barron.
S-A-R-A-H.
Okay, mm-hmm. B-A-R-R-O-N. And I understand Roger. That you are deployed with your husband, actually, in Iraq. Mm-hmm. And what's your husband's
yep.
name?
Alex.
A-L-E-X.
Uh-huh. A-N-D-E-R. Alexander. He goes by Alex, so.
Okay. And it's B-A-R-R-O-N?
Mm-hmm.
And his rank?
He's also a captain.
He's also a captain. Okay. Does he work, you know, in the same unit, in the same company? I mean, where does he work?
We're part of the same regiment, but he's in a different squadron.
Okay. All right. So, now, you guys met at West Point, right?
Mm-hmm. We met at West Point and started dating our senior year.
Okay. Where is he originally from?
He's from Orlando.
Oh, I just got back from Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Hot but muggy.
Yeah, that's what his parents keep saying.
Yeah, we're kind of going through a heat wave here, but then I guess you probably live through a heat wave every day. How hot does it get?
Right now, it's normally staying between about 115 and 125 during the day, and then at night, we're lucky if it drops down to around 90.
Oh. How do you deal with that?
Stay inside and drink a lot of water.
I bet.
Yeah, anytime you have to go outside, you just make sure you've got, because we have liter bottles of water that is free. Most of it, we keep it in the fridge, so if you have to go outside and go around, you get your water with you. Our soldiers, when they go out on patrol, they have coolers full of ice that they keep their water and their Gatorade with them in the vehicles when they go out.
And how long have you been in Iraq?
We deployed in August of 2010. So we've been here a little over 11 months.
Have you had any leave? Have you gone home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had 2 weeks back in April that we spent a week in Orlando and a week in Fairmont.
Oh, that's great.
Mhm. Yeah, we didn't tell either of our parents who were coming home, so we got to surprise them.
Aw, I bet they went crazy.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Okay. Now, how long have you and Alex been married?
We've been married a little over 2 years and a month. We got married on the 14th of June in 2009.
Okay. And then a little more than a year later, you deployed, and you deployed together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, left on the same flight, so we've been together the whole time.
And that is because you are part of the same regiment. And the regiment then was the full regiment was deployed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the regiment here in Iraq, when we got here, we occupied 8 different bases. And we were just lucky that our 2 squadrons occupied the same one.
Okay. Now you work in supply, right? I looked through. So you work with medical supplies and all different kinds of supplies. What is your husband's specialty?
He's actually an armor officer, so he works with tanks. But because he's also very good with supply, they brought him up to the squadron headquarters and made him the supply officer for their squadron of about 900 people.
You said supply officer?
Mm-hmm.
For 900 people? Okay. Now, as far as quarters go, do you guys get to cohabitate, or because you're in different?
Mm-hmm.
You do. Oh, that's wonderful. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, there's actually, I think there's about 4 married couples that live in the same row as us, that we all have we get to stay together in our own, they're called containerized housing units. So
containerized housing units, is that what you said?
Yep, containerized housing unit.
Uh-huh.
And then we call them CHUs. They're basically converted 20-foot shipping containers that have, they put air conditioners in them and then put, like, the laminate on the floors and the walls to make them look nice.
Right.
And then we have wall lockers and beds, but it's our little cubicles.
Well, you know, it's not ideal, obviously, because, you know, you're in an unstable zone, obviously. It's not
mm-hmm.
an ideal situation, but being able to be with your husband has to make it a little bit easier.
Yes, it does.
All right. Now, tell me a little bit about yourself back home. What school did you graduate from?
From East Fairmont.
East Fairmont High School, what year?
Mm-hmm. 2004.
2004, okay. And then you
mm-hmm.
went immediately to West Point.
And we graduated from West Point in May of 2008.
Were you an active student here? Did you play sports or?
I played basketball for a couple of years. I was in the band for all 4 years, and then for my junior and senior year, I went down to East Fairmont Junior High when my sister was down there,
mm-hmm.
and helped coach the girls' basketball team down there.
East Fairmont Junior High's basketball team?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Good deal. And what you know, as a 2004 graduate of East Fairmont, what was it about West Point? What was it that you saw yourself doing? Why did you choose to go through this particular career path?
I'd always wanted to go into the Army because both my parents were officers. My dad was a career officer. But I was planning on actually going up to WVU and doing ROTC up there.
Uh-huh.
And then one of my counselors, Mr. Dan Boyles, I think, was the one who brought me a pamphlet on West Point and said, you should go here. It was a summer program. But I went up and spent about a week up at West Point the summer between my junior and senior years of high school. And thought it was a lot of fun, and that it would be a different path to the same goal of becoming an officer. And it ended up being a good choice.
Now, do you see yourself as a career officer like your father?
As long as I'm still having fun with what I'm doing, I'll probably stay in.
I mean, have you, like, you know, I'm sorry, I'm an Army brat, but my father was an NCO, so the equivalent of re-enlist, what would it be for an officer?
Oh, you started breaking up. What was that?
I said I'm actually the daughter of a career NCO. My dad is a retired sergeant
mm-hmm.
major. So every
okay.
you know 3 or 4 years you re-enlist. What's the equivalent for an officer?
Well, I owe the Army 5 years for going to West Point that
okay.
I have to pay back. So after 2013, I'd be allowed to apply to leave the Army, and as long as they saw fit that they didn't need me, they'd let me out. But,
okay. So you have a life choice in 2013 that you need to make as to whether or not you'd like to stay.
Right. I have to stay in until 2013. After that, it's up to me.
Now, you are based out of
Florida. As of right now, it's looking
oh,
like
go ahead. I'm
day.
Sorry. As of right now, it's looking...
But I was planning on staying in.
Oh, you're planning on staying in? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you're based out of Fort Hood right now. Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
home base.
Yeah.
Okay. So when your tour is up in Iraq, you'll be going back to Fort Hood?
Yep.
Okay. And when is your tour over in Iraq? Do you know?
We'll be going home probably at the beginning of August.
So just a few more weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how, I guess, I don't know how you'll be able to answer this, but when you answered the question, have you been involved in any combat engagements? If so, what happened? And you wrote rockets keep falling from the sky. Can you flesh that out a little bit?
CALSU is one of that's the FOB that we're on. It's called CALSU. It tends to be a big target for indirect fire. So most of the time, I haven't really been out on any convoys that have hit the improvised explosive devices, but the biggest stuff we get is just the indirect fire coming in that tends to be a little bit nerve-wracking.
Now, is there any damage that's caused by that indirect fire?
Sometimes. Most of the time we get pretty lucky, but there has been damage. Back in April, we lost two soldiers to an indirect fire attack that hit their living quarters.
That has to be tough.
Yeah, it's very difficult when we lose soldiers.
How do you guys deal with that? I mean, do you have memorial services or opportunities to express some of your feelings about those losses?
Yes, every time we lose a soldier, we have a memorial ceremony for them. We also have the behavioral health specialists on every base that we have soldiers on, as well as the chaplains. And that's how I talk to the chaplain when I have problems.
Now, I understand that you're deployed with your husband, so that has to be a little bit easier, but we must not minimize how difficult it's probably been to be deployed for a full year in a situation like
that. It makes it easier, and then sometimes it makes it a little bit more difficult, because at the beginning, when we first got here, he was a support platoon leader, so he was responsible for taking the supplies from the base here at CALSU out to the two smaller bases that his squadron supported. And so since I'm here, I knew when he left the base, I knew approximately how long he should be gone, so I knew when he should be getting back. And sometimes he didn't get back when he was supposed to, and so that definitely ratcheted up the worry, as I know exactly what's going on.
You're not at home. You're not at home at your 9-to-5, mm-hmm. and, you know, just with the TV on in the background, you are there, you know, on the ground, knowing the timeline.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
What do you desperately miss about home? I mean, when you came back in April, what was the first thing that you wanted?
To drive. That's the biggest thing I miss, is being able to drive around, to drive my car. So when we went home in April, we rented a Mustang convertible and had a lot of fun just being able to drive ourselves around.
Oh, really? What would you like to see American citizens do a little bit more of to support troops?
Probably the biggest thing that would help would be to stop saying we support the troops but not the war, because you can't support one without the other. Because saying that I support you but I don't support what you're doing is kind of a backhanded compliment, I guess, but it's very difficult to come home and have people say, well, what you were doing was completely wrong, but you're cool.
Right, right.
So.
And let's see. I know that your little sister is currently in West Point as well. What's your sister's name?
Yes, she is. Her name is Hannah,
okay.
H-A-N-N-A-H.
Okay, I have contact information for Hannah. Is she at home for the summer, or is she still in West Point?
She's actually down at Fort Benning going to airborne school. She just started today.
Awesome. I spent a lot of time at Fort Benning as a child.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was a ranger instructor, so we
okay.
A lot. Yeah, we spent a lot of time in Florida and Georgia. So, Okay, mm-hmm. So she's going through airborne school. That's pretty cool. Is Hannah about to graduate from airborne school? Is that why?
Oh, she actually just started today, so she's got about 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. Tough school. But good for her. Yeah, mm-hmm. To walk out of there. Yeah, that good for her. What is her area? Is she? What is she interested in?
She wants to fly. Right now, she wants to go aviation. She's not quite sure which helicopter she wants to fly, but that's the branch she's leaning towards right now.
Great. Good deal. Are you proud of Hannah?
Exceptionally. She has been doing a wonderful job up at West Point. The time she's been put in leadership positions, the other cadets have loved her. So I'm proud of her all the time.
Okay. Well, Captain, is there anything else you'd like to add to let people know back home?
Just that we miss them and that every day continue to pray for us because this war is not over.
And, you know, I just want to let you know that you are in our thoughts and prayers, obviously, and we hope for a speedy trip home and a safe one as well. Thank you for your
time. We appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.